You're listening to Hey Bitches Podcast, episode 81. Hey bitches, what is up you guys? It's your girl Carly. Welcome back to Hey Bitches Podcast. Hope you guys are having an incredible day. Today we are sitting down, we are chit-chatting, and you might be like, oh my God, Carly, the title, like what the fuck is going on? We're going to talk about No Drink November and why I'm planning on just like hanging up the cocktails for the month type of situation. So without further ado, let's just get into the episode. First thing, absolutely first, I love cocktails, okay? I love a good cocktail on my own, at dinner, with friends, like catching up on The Bachelorette, whatever. I love a good cocktail, okay? I'm not sitting here and being like, you know what? I just need to like stop drinking because I'm finding myself partying all the time and doing whatever and da 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 da, because that personally just is not me. I love a good drink. I'm a big advocate for a good relaxing cocktail. Like, I mean, they're so good. So I just wanted to say that because it's not like I'm coming on here. I personally don't have a problem with alcohol. If you do, that is your own struggle and your own battle. Like, that is not something that I can give you advice on, nor can I judge you on, and I'm really not even doing either. I just wanted to put that out there before we get into this episode. But for me, I just love a good cocktail. Like, I truly just don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying a good drink. And I also don't think there's anything wrong with enjoying a good drink like at home on your own, as opposed to like out with your friends. I think growing up, a lot of people were like, oh, like you're sad if you're drinking at home. And I was like, first of all, I'm having a great time in my bubble bath with my glass of fucking ice cold Pinot G, watching my November tarot card predictions. Okay. Like, I'm not sad. I'm having a great time. I think like from a young age, that was very like rooted in me, like that people don't drink alone. And it was kind of weird for me to start like drinking alone. And it's not even because I was like, oh, I need to drink. It literally is just because it just is like a good unwinding activity. Like, drinking a glass of wine pairs great with like self-care or watching a rom-com or catching up on The Bachelorette or anything like that. Like, I'm a big advocate for it. I also don't really see the difference too much of like drinking a glass of wine at home versus drinking a glass of wine with friends like out. So I don't know. I literally recently have just really grown out of that thinking that drinking at home is just not a vibe. I don't know why that just stuck in my head so long for so much of my life. I'm here to say I really don't give a fuck anymore. Something else is I'm actually 24. I don't know if you guys know that, but I am 24. And in Alberta, you can actually start drinking at the age of 18. So like, I've been drinking for like a hot minute, like a hot minute. And you know, like your first couple years, when you become legal, you like go out to the bar all the time. Like it was, you know, everybody has their bar star phases. Like I was definitely in the bars drinking. My boyfriend at the time too, like was a year older. So like he'd been partying for like a year before. He had like a friend group that was really like party focused. So growing up, like I was basically like partying a lot. And I feel like I had that fix very early on, like 18, 19, 20, maybe 19 and a half. Like I just like really, I was going ham for a couple of years and then I was just like, you know what? I just don't really care anymore. And then recently, probably like 22 to 24 now, I definitely have been transitioning more into like the cocktail type of vibes. You know what I mean? Because no longer are the days where I go out and I like show up to a club or a bar or something like that and I pound like 30 shots in like 2 hours. Like that just is not something that I do anymore. I mean, there's for sure like times where I go out. There's times that I go to Calgary with my friends because all of my friends actually live there now and I don't. But there'll be times where I go out and we're like, okay, like we're going to try to get drunk this weekend. And it's like a fun activity. It's not saying like getting drunk and having fun with your friends isn't like fun, but there definitely are times where I like will party. But overall, like I just like more so just going out to like good cocktail bars, getting good appetizers and just like hanging out with your friends. Because I think when you're younger, you just don't appreciate the art of the cocktail. I sound so old. I think when you're younger, you literally just don't appreciate the art of the cocktail. Like in your head, you've got like the Bellinis, you've got like a vodka soda, you've got like a frosé, and you're like, those are cocktails. However, when you like really start discovering like cocktails and like places that do really cool cocktails, you are like, your world is opened, okay? You get the same amount of drunk. They just taste better. I mean, cocktails are also expensive. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, a good cocktail bar, you're looking at paying like $15 for like a good cocktail. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not going out to get $4 shots of tequila and just get fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to go and I just want to enjoy. I want to have like a 10-foot Henry fried tomato, and I want to have like a proof cure green tea cocktail. Like, I want to have a, actually my favorite cocktail is called the Santana, and it's from Central Social Hall, but they recently discontinued it, but it was so good. It literally is like white chocolate syrup, tequila, rose, and grapefruit juice. And like, trust me, it was 10-10. But I'm like, I'd rather do that than, you know, get super, super fucked up. And because, you know, I'm older now, I just don't party anymore. So the reason that I was like, you know what, maybe I need to just like, you know, have a sober month was literally just for me. Like, I don't really have side effects of alcohol. Like, I've genuinely never had a hangover in my life. And I know people are like, oh my God, just wait till you get older. Da, 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 da. And like, I mean, I'm sure it's coming to me. I'm sure it is. But at this point, like, I just don't have hangovers. I can outdrink everybody in my friend group and I just don't get hangovers. I literally am that bitch. We could get home. We could go to bed at like, I don't even know. Well, I mean, we're older now. We definitely go to bed early. So like maybe 1 a.m. at the latest. And I mean, I could be up and going at like 6, which I mean, I think a lot of my friends can't even do that like on a regular day. But what I'm trying to say here is like, I just don't get hangovers. Alcohol doesn't really affect me negatively. I drink a fuck ton of water every single day. So I'm always hydrated. I don't really drink coffee. Like, I just love a good cocktail moment, and I'm very grateful because they don't give me hangovers. So it's not even like I'm suffering with like crippling hangovers and I'm like, oh, like I need to hang up the drink or whatever and like get my life together, because that's just really not it. I just really wanted to just have time where I just didn't drink. And that's it. So even though I mentioned that I don't get hangovers, something that I do find is like a side effect of me going out is when I go out, there's like two major factors here. So the first one is that when I go out and I'm drinking like cocktails, obviously they're made with a bunch more like sugar and stuff like that, which obviously isn't the best for your body. But also when I'm out, I'm eating like a lot of processed foods. So things that are like high in fat and like not even like the good kinds of fats, like things like, you know, fried oil type of situation, appetizers. And then at the same time, I'm also, you know, spending a lot of money on cocktails. So my two, like, I guess, qualms with being the bitch that likes to go out for like appetizers and drinks with her friends is that the next day, like when I wake up after drinking in cocktails, and like this is not just like a one cocktail, one appetizer situation. This is like when I go out and like we're like, okay, let's get 3 cocktails or like 4 cocktails or whatever. And we have like one of those nights where we're just like, okay, we're doing it. The next day when I wake up, I'm finding that my face gets like very swollen. Like, and it's not painful. Like, maybe swollen isn't the right word. Like, puffy. And it's just because I've been eating so much like processed food and then drinking alcohol and all of that. And I'm just like, I don't really like the way that looks in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, I just, I mean, I love a good cocktail. I genuinely don't think I'll ever give them up. But the side effect of that, like the next day, especially if I have to do something the next day and I just don't even think about it, and then I wake up and my face is just like puffy, I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I mean, that's a side effect of not just the alcohol, but also like the processed foods and all of that. So that is something that, you know, by not drinking, I'm actually also removing that like temptation of like overeating of these like shitty foods. So that is like the one motivating factor. And then the second motivating factor is kind of what we already talked about how cocktails, you know, artisan cocktails, they're expensive. Like, I've gone to cocktail bars, especially too, like when I was in New York in February, that's a whole different ballgame. You're paying like $15 for a cocktail in New York. For easy math, $15 for a cocktail in New York, that's in US. So like for Canadian, that's like $25, almost $30 for a single drink. I mean, the example's kind of biased. Like, New York, everything is expensive. However, if you're going out and, you know, I'm having a girls' night or whatever, and we're drinking like four cocktails, that's like, you know, that's like $60 right there on just cocktails, not even including food. And I enjoy every single second of it. Don't even get me wrong. Like, I enjoy spending my money on good alcohol and good cocktails. Like, my at-home bar cart, I recently have decided that I'm no longer buying like not top shelf alcohol. And that's not even like to say that other alcohol is bad. Like alcohol is alcohol. Like, I mean, I'm sure they all have different distilling processes and XYZ. But for me, I want drinking alcohol to be a luxurious experience for me. I think because of that, it also, I guess, prevents me from just like, you know, just casually drinking to drink. Like, it's a full ass luxury experience for me. Like, I love making my own cocktails, and like, this is fantastic. Like, it makes me feel good. And I would like to have, you know, high quality alcohol to put in, you know, the drinks that I make. So going out for these cocktails that are $15 per cocktail, spending $60, you know, maybe even a couple times a week, like, that's a lot of money that I'm literally just draining out of my bank account to put into my body for like 6 hours. So that is also, you know, the second driving factor of why I'm thinking that I want to do like a dry month of no drinking. So for me, I think both of those things like combined will definitely help. Obviously, cleaning up, I guess, my diet, because no longer am I really going to be going out for too much like food and drink type of situation. I'm just, you know, going to be doing food, and then I can make, you know, smarter food choices without the aid of like alcohol. And then on the other hand, I'll be able to save the money that originally I was spending on these cocktails and put it towards something like my business, or, you know, maybe getting something done that I necessarily don't want to do. And suddenly I have this extra, you know, $120 that I would have spent during the week on drinks that I can pay somebody else to do for me. So I'm really, really looking forward to that when it comes to the month of no drinking. Now, when I mentioned this to somebody, they were like, aren't you supposed to do like Sober October? And I was like, listen, I mean, I'm sure you were. However, like, that was basically the month that I was like, oh my God, I'm going back into cocktails. We're doing cocktails. I'm doing da 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 da. I had a bunch of events. Like, I was just doing things that I was already committed to. And I was like, I can't, you know, just drop everything right now. I'm not organized enough or anything like that. So I know that sounds like dumb, me being like, I just can't drop anything and stop drinking, because it's not like that. Because if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, you guys wouldn't know, but I have a series on Instagram called Cocktails with Carly, where we make an alcoholic drink and then I like shit talk for approximately 20 minutes. So I just didn't have anything pre-filmed or anything like that. And I was like, well, I gotta keep putting the content out. It's part of my job. So I just can't like drop everything and just stop. So I actually have been pre-filming the cocktails for November, because I know this probably is like a question that popped into your head. You're like, okay, well, Carly, what the fuck? How are you going to do a sober November if you have the series? So I've been pre-filming all of the November cocktails so that I'm able to actually just like, for one, be really ahead of my work. Like, I'm very proud of myself for that. But also, like, I'm not stressed. I don't have to just like cut the whole thing completely. I don't have to make like, you know, a mocktail, but I mean, I could do that, but it was just way easier for me to pre-film because it just takes so much stress off of me. But cocktails is still going to be going. It just involved a little bit of pre-planning on my end type of situation so that that content can still go out, but I can still honor myself and do this full like month. I think there's what, 30 days in November? Do this full month of not drinking. I also want to say that I really have no intention of like stopping going out. And when I say going out, like, I don't mean like partying or to the bars or whatever. I have no intention of stopping doing that. Like, I love seeing my friends and going out and, you know, having a good time with them. However, this also will be a really good, I think, test of self-control for me to be like, okay, well, if everybody else is ordering a drink, can I not order a drink? And I know that sounds like so stupid, but I love just the vibes. I just love the vibes of like everybody having a cocktail, everybody having a good time. Because for me, like I mentioned earlier, like it's not just a drink, you know, it's a celebration with your friends. That's how I see it. So I'm like, dang, like, can I, you know, not order a drink when everybody's like, quote unquote, celebrating and having a good time? And I think the answer is yes. Like there's definitely times where I don't drink. Like I've been to like straight up just parties at like people's houses where I'm driving, you know? Like, so, I mean, maybe I'll assume the role of the DD because then I can't drink and that would be incredible. And I'd be a good, you know, good friend, good resource to the friends, you know what I mean? So maybe that will happen. But also I think it'll be a really good test of self-control. And I mean, it's not to say I have no self-control when it comes to drinking, but I think that your self-control can always be improved regardless of what the action is, because learning self-control on one thing definitely helps to heighten your self-control on other things that necessarily aren't even the thing that you're doing. So that is also something that I'm very much looking forward to, I guess, benefiting from when it comes to these 30 days of not drinking. Now, I was very curious about the other benefits of not drinking and how all of that kind of played in. Obviously, like I have my own motivations. We literally just talked about it. However, I was looking into the benefits of straight up just not drinking for a whole month. And I found a lot of like really interesting information. So something that I wanted to share is kind of just like the summary that this group did of like a study of people who gave up alcohol for a month. And so this is what it says. Across the month, your body is likely to have benefited greatly from giving up alcohol. Better hydration and improved sleep will have increased your productivity and daily well-being. Your liver, stomach, and skin will also have benefited from not dealing with alcohol. You will also have reduced calorie intake by 3,840 for the month if you used to drink 6 glasses of wine a week, or 4,320 calories over the month if you used to drink 6 pints of beer a week. I genuinely don't think I drink that much a week. However, that's really interesting because I didn't even think about the whole calorie intake situation. I am so bad with that. Like, I just really don't even see drinking alcohol as calories, which just like, I know doesn't make sense, especially in cocktails, but I literally just don't account for it. Like, I just don't. So I am very actually excited to see what happens with that type of situation. But this group study also broke it down like week by week. And I'm actually, I think, really looking forward to these benefits. So the week one, it's saying that we have like our improved sleeping pattern. So for me, I'm a fucking rock, okay? Like I sleep like a rock. It is so easy for me to fall asleep. I also have a great night routine. Like I really do a good wind down. And then when I'm out, I am out. So genuinely, like I don't think my sleep is going to get much better than it is right now, because then I think I'd seriously just be dead. So I don't know if we'll improve in the sleep patterns situation, but I don't know, maybe it's something to look forward to. The next one on here for this week one is better hydration. So like I also mentioned, like I'm also pretty hydrated. I drink like 2.5-3 liters of water a day, regardless of what I'm doing, like non-negotiable. So I'm already generally pretty hydrated, I think. Like that is a lot of water. So I guess maybe I could be a bit more hydrated, like a little bit, but I think I see this the same as sleep. You know what I mean? Like I already have good sleep. I already have good hydration. So this week one, probably I won't really see a lot of changes. However, going into like the next couple weeks, this is kind of where it gets interesting. So the week two, they say that you have no more acid reflux. So I mean, I currently don't have acid reflux. However, when you remove alcohol for like a solid 2-week period, it's saying that your stomach lining becomes like normalized. And it also says your acid production is stabilized and your acid burn is relieved. So that is something that I honestly find very interesting, because I don't have stomach problems, but I'm sure that drinking alcohol obviously, you know, affects your stomach lining, definitely can give you acid reflux and all of that, even though it's something that I don't personally experience. However, I guess I'm looking forward to a normalized stomach lining, and maybe that will actually make me feel better. And maybe I just didn't know I was not feeling good. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you really just have to take away something to realize that it was doing you harm. Actually, a really good example of this is when I took an allergy test, I found out I was allergic to strawberries, and I was eating strawberries all of the time, but I was eating strawberries in the context of, like, you know, like a flavored yogurt and then like a chocolate chip and a granola on top. And I was like, you know what, maybe like it's just the sugar from this flavored yogurt, and my body just is like, hey, maybe you just need to try like more natural options and like cut your chocolate chips or like whatever. And then I found out I was allergic to strawberries. I stopped eating strawberries, and like all of my stomach pain type of situations that would happen when I would eat those were gone. And I was like, I didn't even know. I literally didn't even know that I was allergic, because it's not like I was, you know, deathly allergic and I couldn't breathe or anything like that. I literally just had like minor discomfort, which I contributed to the fact that my diet is not the cleanest. So I'm interested to see, like, maybe if it's affecting me in ways that I'm not able to recognize because I am drinking like here and there, and I never have like a sustained period of no alcohol. So that'll be interesting. Week 3 rolls around, and this is where we have reduced blood pressure. So it says we have reduced risk of heart problems and stroke, improved vision, and better kidney health. So, I mean, like, all of those are great things. Like, lower blood pressure is incredible. I actually don't even know my blood pressure right now. Maybe I should like do a split test. Maybe I should get it, like, go and get my blood pressure and then do like a 4-week split test type of situation. I mean, I probably won't, but that is, I mean, a positive. There's also improved vision and better kidney health on here. I think my kidneys are fine. However, improved vision is something that I'm actually very much looking forward to. I kind of have like night blindness, and my mom has it too, so it's genetic. But recently, because I've been doing kind of more lower light wind downs for my night routines, I've been finding that my night vision has been a little bit better and a little bit more improved. So maybe by week 3, I'll be able to just like see super sharply in the dark, like super sharply. I don't know. We'll see. Week 4 is the week that I am looking forward to, okay? This is the week where I'm like, okay, this is it. So week 4 is better looking skin. So it says that there's more water absorbed, premature signs of aging is prevented, more hydrated skin, and increased cell turnover. So in other like blogs and YouTube videos and whatever that I've watched of people who have stopped drinking for 30 days, they're like, I didn't realize, but alcohol was fucking my skin up. And I was like, oh, I don't want to believe it. I love a cocktail. But genuinely, I truly think that probably alcohol does have a negative effect on your skin. There's definitely times where, you know, I've had friends or me personally where we'll drink on a weekend and then like a couple days later we'll get like really bad breakouts. And it's just because at the end of the day, like, alcohol is low-key like a poison to your body. So it's your skin is like purging all of this out in the form of like acne or like dull skin or signs of aging or anything like that. So I'm interested to see if the like here and there acne that I kind of get will fluctuate or be different at all as a result of not drinking for 30 days. But also, like, I'm very here for increased cell turnover and reduced signs of aging and increased skin hydration. For me, like, because I'm biracial, like, my skin scars really easily. So I have a lot of like acne scarring on my face. Increased cell turnover helps, you know, lift those scars like from deeper underneath your skin. So if that is a byproduct of not drinking for 30 days, that is an absolute chef's kiss situation. Okay. In the 4th week as well, we also have recovered liver function. So it says that the liver plays a role in over 500 vital processes. I feel like we know this, like your liver is what filters or like whatever digests is the wrong word, but like filters the alcohol in your body. So if you have a damaged liver, obviously your body doesn't process the alcohol correctly. And, you know, having damaged liver is a side effect of drinking too much and XYZ. But your liver, if you guys don't know this, is actually the only organ in our body or whatever that like regenerates. So even if you destroy it, it can grow back. I am not a doctor though, or any type of medical professional. That is just like a fun fact. So if you want to learn more about the liver, I implore you to look it up yourself. But here are some benefits in week 4 in regards to the liver. So it says that They'll be removing contaminants, converting food nutrients, storing minerals and vitamins, regulating blood clotting, producing proteins, enzymes, and bile, helping fight infections, removing bacteria from blood, maintaining hormonal balance, and more energy. So the one that really stuck out to me for this one is maintaining hormonal balance because, like I talked about earlier with alcohol and skin, is that most of my acne actually is hormonal acne. And so I've talked about this before on an episode. I have an IUD. However, my IUD, I genuinely think has nothing to do with my acne. I think that I definitely just have a hormonal imbalance. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, not drinking and then seeing if it like regulates my hormones. Like in this week four where my liver starts to like really get it together, will my skin be clearer? Will I be glowing? Will my acne scarring start to be lifted? Like, I don't know. But I'm very much so looking forward to that type of situation because your girl literally, like, I could use a clear skin glow up. My skin actually is pretty clear right now, like, in terms of no acne. However, I do have the scarring. So if I could prevent the hormonal acne and then also at the same time reap the benefits of the increased cell turnover, that would be absolutely bomb.com. And I think that would be genuinely worth it to stop drinking for 30 days. All in all, I just want to challenge myself. I know I've said this like probably a handful of times, but I really want to save money, increase my willpower, and obviously have all of the benefits that we spoke about earlier, but I just really want to challenge myself. I think that drinking is something that is really ingrained into especially my generation, and there's nothing wrong with it. Like, there's nothing wrong with going out and enjoying your cocktails or, you know, your beers with your boys. Like, there's literally nothing wrong with it, but I think we definitely are like the cheers to the wine, like, type of generation where someone is always drinking. You know what I mean? Like, there's someone on Instagram who has a glass of Pinot G. There's somebody on Facebook that's like, show us your drink and whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. But I really just do think we're the generation who just is enjoying alcohol as it's meant to be enjoyed. But I would just like to do the exact opposite and just like chill and just see what happens and what positive things flow into my life. So that is something I'm really, really looking forward to. And if you guys would like to join me, I mean, I started on the 1st. However, if you guys would like to join me, it's literally just 30 days. Just pick a 30-day span and just do it. I probably will be updating you guys on Instagram if you guys want to check it out. So like my personal Instagram is yourgirlcarly. If you want to check it out, see how my no drink November is going. But I'm genuinely actually looking forward to it. And I hope that you guys, if you choose to, also enjoy the 30 days as well. That is it for today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to screenshot this episode and share it over on Instagram and tag me at Hey Bitches Podcast. I would absolutely love to chat shit with you guys about this episode in the DM. Before you go, make sure to subscribe to Hey Bitches wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are an Apple Podcast listener, make sure to give the podcast a 5-star rating and review. It really helps me out and I would really appreciate it. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an incredible day. And for now, bye-bye, bitch.